Steve, terrific victory, particularly on the back of the defeat against Warwickshire.
Yeah, last night was tough, and to bounce back so quickly, that was the challenge I set the lads. I said, come on, we've got to get back on the horse here and get back on winning ways. And I thought we did really well. It looked for a time with the bat that we we were going to be well short of what total we needed on that wicket. And I take my hat off to Jimmy Cameron. He came in and ignited sort of our innings and added a lot of runs with Phil Hughes, and it was a crucial partnership to get us where we got to. And we did feel we'd got enough to win with, but we needed to bowl and field well. Today we really did that. We bowled well under pressure and we fielded well under pressure, and I'd like to think that hopefully we've been doing a hell of a lot of practice recently under pressure, and if we can nail things like that, then maybe that practice is working.
I think the Warwickshire game was just one of those games where it just didn't happen. But today, as you say, you've put it all together in the field. I mean, to win a game with Cameron White still unbeaten at the end is a great effort, really.
Yeah, he was the one danger man that we always felt going into the game, that he's the guy who could clear the ropes. And he was one guy that we were trying our best to make sure that he was at the other end. And however we do that, it didn't matter as long as we get him down the other end. And we did that pretty well, but the bowlers have still got to bowl the ball under pressure in the right area, and they did that more often than not. And as Darrell Mitchell said up there in the dressing room, we only bowled five bowlers, so five lots of four is a great effort, because it's generally in a 20-over game, at some stage you need some help from a sixth or seventh bowler. But to their credit, they all came to the party today.
Fielding stood up well as well, didn't it, under the pressure?
Yeah, generally this season, again, we're seeing some fruit with the way we're fielding, and it comes as no surprise that actually we've done a lot of practice, and there's no shortcuts in if you want to be successful. A lot of it comes down to making sure that we practice well, but we certainly do enough of it that we improve our skills.
I suppose the only disappointment, again, similar to the Gloucestershire victory, is you've got a fair wait now before you play again in this competition.
Yeah, exactly that. You know, it seems it's going to be eternity again by the time we get to Friday night, but we can't do anything about the fixtures. We've just got to get on with it, and we'll have a couple of practice days. We'll have a day off tomorrow, and hopefully we'll hit the ground running when we do play on Friday. But fingers crossed, you know, we could have Sohail in that side, and Sohail is a terrific one-day bowler, a very good 2020 bowler, but how are we going to find room for him?
Well, that was exactly what I was going to ask you, funny. That's a great position for yourself and Darrell to be in there.
It's an absolutely outstanding position for a club our size to be in, a position where we're going to have to leave a bowler out to replace him with our overseas bowler, and that's got to be a good thing. You know, the other aspect is, at the moment, the likes of Richard Jones and Alan Richardson are obviously resting up and getting themselves right for the four-day stuff. But, it doesn't mean to say they're not well-equipped to bowl well in these games. It's just that the guys who are at the moment in pole position are doing well.
You confident those two will be available for the next Championship game?
Yeah, I am. Richard's playing second-team cricket. Alan's going to play this week in second-team cricket against Yorkshire. That'll be his comeback game, and I'm sure he'll do well. He seems in good spirits, and the workouts that we've had so far, we could take our time, which is what we've done. We've no need to rush, because obviously in the middle of the 2020 period, but he's happy with the progress he's made, and he should be fine for Durham.
Always nice, people like David Lucas returning to the old stamping ground to finish on the winning side. Something of an unsung hero, isn't he? Just gets on with his job and does what he's paid to do, basically.
Yeah, I think you look at Dave's season with us, and he's not shirked anything at all. He's played nearly every game we've played. And like I say, he's at times it's been a struggle for him. And a lot of people go missing, but he has not gone missing. He's stood up to it, and he's manned up. And it's not been easy when things haven't been going so well for him. But he certainly doesn't go missing, and that's credit to him.
That victory here at Northampton puts you right back in the mix for qualification as well. I know it's still early days, but the way it's going puts you right back in it.
Yeah, we've only had four games. So there's plenty more to come. There's lots of cricket to play. But certainly, the two victories is exciting, and we're pleased with that. The one rained off game was such a shame at Edgbaston. But we've got some big games coming up. We've got Somerset twice, which won't be easy, and Glamorgan won't be easy. They've got some solid batters at the top of the order there. The likes of Sean Marsh is a very dangerous player. So, we know we've got some tough matches ahead if we are going to qualify, but that is the goal.